For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for the expansion of internet access worldwide so as to build a community of shared destiny in cyberspace. The remark was made as the president addressed the Second World Internet Conference this morning on China's East Coast. When elaborating on China's internet policy, Xi Jinping says China stands ready to work with all parties to come up with more investment and technical support for global cyber infrastructure building. In the meantime, Xi Jinping urged reform of global internet governance, stressing that no double standards should be imposed in safeguarding cybersecurity. The conference kicked off today and features strategic-level discussions on global internet governance and the wider industry as an engine of economic growth. On the sidelines of the World Internet Conference, Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down with leaders from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, calling on SCO members to tap the potential of cooperation. The meeting comes as the prime ministers of Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan have just wrapped up their annual SCO meeting in Zhengzhou on Tuesday. Xi Jinping also highlighted the alignment of regional trade and infrastructure initiatives. This includes the China initiated Silk Road Economic Belt and the Russia-backed Eurasian Economic Union. In the meantime, the Chinese president has met with his Pakistani counterpart Mamoun Hussein. Both leaders pledged to promote the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor and build an all-weather strategic cooperative partnership. The Chinese mainland will further loosen restrictions for people from Taiwan to do business here. From January 1st of next year, the mainland will open 24 more sectors, including advertising, packaging, and clothing, to individual entrepreneurs from Taiwan. Ma Xiaoguang, spokesperson at the State Council Taiwan Affairs Office, announced the decision at a press briefing. Previously, business people from Taiwan were only allowed to explore retail and catering opportunities on the mainland. In the meantime, Ma Xiaoguang also reveals that the office is actively communicating with Taiwan's mainland affairs body on setting up a hotline for cross-strait affairs. Alibaba founder Jack Ma has gone on record saying the internet giant is ready to expand its e-commerce business to Russia. Attending the World Internet Conference, Jack Ma says trade potential between China and Russia is huge. Ma believes that Russia is likely to duplicate China's e-commerce success as the two countries share a similar business environment. During the Double 11 shopping spree last month, AliExpress, the international e-commerce website of Alibaba, enjoyed huge success in Russia. Chinese police have handed over a fugitive on Interpol's most wanted list to South Korea on Wednesday at East China's Nanjing Airport. The 54-year-old Kang Tae-yong is alleged to have extorted about 1.5 trillion won, or 1.2 billion U.S. dollars, from over 30,000 people between 2007 and 2008. Interpol then listed Kang as a most wanted fugitive, but the suspect is believed to have fled to China. Kang was later arrested by the police in Jiangsu province in October. Back in 2013, China and South Korea have reached a repatriation deal aiming to collaborate on capturing and transferring suspects from both countries. It's being reported that U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has arrived in Baghdad on Wednesday for an unannounced visit. Ashton Carter will meet with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Hajir al-Abadi, on the fight against Islamic State militants. Leaders from both sides are expected to discuss the campaign of the U.S.-led coalition against IS. This is Carter's second visit to Iraq since the Pentagon chief took office in February. On Tuesday, Carter paid a visit to the Turkish airbase near Syria, a key hub for American-led air raids against IS. Iran will start cutting back on its nuclear activities in the coming weeks. The move is part of an agreement it reached with six world powers earlier this year. Iran's envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Reza Najifi, made the announcement on Tuesday. Six nations, including the U.S. and China, agreed in July to lift international economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for restrictions on its nuclear activities. Iran's cutback will have to first be verified by the U.N. At Tuesday's Security Council meeting, China's deputy permanent representative to the UN, Wang Min, called on parties to ensure steady implementation of the Iranian nuclear agreement. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.